Hornets have the ball, second and five at the Cameron 30-yard line down at the south end of the football field.
Yeah, to kind of finish your thought about Lewis, his stats may be a little deceiving. He's a very accurate passer. A lot of his incompletions have come late in the game on the final drive when they're trying to go downfield in a hurry, and he passes on every play. But during the normal course of the game, he is a very accurate passer.
His best passing performance of the season came against Savannah when he had 182 yards passing. In fact, that's his best passing game of his career to date. Here's Lewis under center on second and five. Pitch back to Vincent. He's at the 35. He has the first down at the 25, the 20, 15, 10, 5. Continues to fight, and he's brought down at about the 3.
That was a fine run.
I thought he almost went out of bounds a couple of times there, Randy. He kind of walked the tightrope there.
He did. He was close. He didn't step out of bounds. He was real close. So just very acrobatic running there, as you said, down to the 3. So a 27-yard pickup. And it's first and goal.
Guy's a gifted runner. Last week against Maryville, he returned the kickoff at 87 yards for a touchdown to put the first points on the board for that game for the Hornets. Half-field wide to the left for Lewis. First and goal from the 3. Vincent gets the call. Dives off right tackle. They're going to say he's brought down right at the goal line.
You know, I like that play. He just ran down 27 yards to the 3. Let's see if we can get him the ball. Let's see if we can get the touchdown. It's going to be second and goal from inside the 1.
5:50 remains here in the first half. Chilligothe leads it 14-0 over Cameron. Chilligothe has second and goal from the goal line of Cameron right now. Plummer, Vincent, split in the backfield. Hatfield flanked tight to the left. Strong line to the left for Lewis. Quarterback sneak by Lewis. Touchdown, Jacob Lewis. And it comes with 5:29 remaining here in the first half. Chilligothe now leads it 20-0.
Well, that's just running right behind Caden Haynes. Nothing fancy about that. And another touchdown for the Hornets. That was officially an 80-yard drive, but actually it was an 88-yard drive since they're all the way back to the 12 at one point.
Allen Klein into attempt his third extra point tonight. He's 2 for 2 so far. Vincent doing the holding chores. Here's the snap. High snap. Blocked as Allen couldn't get it away quick enough. And it was blocked by Gabbert. And now here's Chillicothe kicking it off from the north 40-yard line. Here's Rager doing the kicking chores. High end over and kick. Gabbert takes at the 12. He's at the 15. Has a few blockers in front of him at the 20. Brought down at the 22 by Connor Dixon. So Cameron will have it first and 10 at their own 22-yard line, needing desperately to put some points on the board to keep their hopes alive in this ball game.
Also 26 in on the stop. I think that may be a freshman that dressed out for Chillicothe.
Fleshman will be wide to the right for Cameron. Slorf and Gabbert wide to the left. I formation in the backfield. Clow, the deep back. Ocker, the quarterback, hands off to Clow. Clow goes off right tackle, spins off two defenders, and is out to the Cameron 26-yard line. Clow really does a good job protecting that ball. He has both arms wrapped around it completely every time he takes off with it.
Yes, he does. And he does a nice job. It's, you know, they're just he's having a tough time finding a hole to run through.
All right, here's Ocker with the next play from scrimmage for the Cameron Dragons. Fleshman wide to the right. Slorf, Gabbert wide to the left. I formation in the backfield. Running the option is Ocker. He pitches back to Clow. He's at the 25, looking for the 30. Brought down just short of the 30. Make it the 29 of Cameron. Clow and the Dragons are short of the first down by about 3 yards. It'll bring up a 3rd and 3 for the Dragon offense. Tackle was made by Alex Hager of the Chilligothe Hornet defense. We have 4:20 remaining in the first half. Chilligothe leads it 20-0.
Hager may have chased him across field, all the way across field to get that tackle. Good hustle by Alex Hager.
Clow, Slorf, and Gabbert wide to the right. Fleshman wide to the left. Ocker throws to Fleshman, throws behind Fleshman, incomplete, I believe. Or was it a complete pass? If it was, he had no gain on it. It'll bring up a fourth and three for Cameron at their own 30-yard line.
It's almost kind of almost a trick play. They had three receivers to the wide side of the field, and they went back across to the short side of the field.
Clowen punt formation again for Cameron, standing back at his own 31. High snap, almost blocked by Blake Stevens. Taken on the run by Alex Thompson, brought down quickly at the Chillicothe 48-yard line. It was a short kick. It almost looked like a pass that was caught over the shoulder by Thompson at the 45 of the Hornets. And when he turned upfield, there were Dragons right there and brought him down right at the Hornet 48.
Well, that's dangerous territory there. Tell you, to catch a punt, you have to have a strong heart, I tell you. I tell you, you have to have an iron constitution to do that.
Yeah. Vincent and Thompson wide to the right. Hatfield and Plummer in the backfield split. Lewis on first and 10, and the Hornet offense goes to work. They throw it out to Vincent in the right flats. He crosses midfield, gets down to the 45 of Cameron, and goes out of bounds at the 43 of Cameron, close to a first down on that first down play by the Hornet offense.
Yeah, just hit him in the backfield flats over there on the right side, and Vincent did a nice job of scurrying downfield. Looks like a gain of about 8.5. We'll call it a gain of 9.
Thompson this time will be wide to the left for the Hornet offense. He'll be joined by Austin Hatfield. Plummer and Vincent split in the backfield for Lewis. Second and a short one. Lewis now gets under center. Lots of Dragons on the line defensively. Handoff goes to Plummer. Up the middle he goes into the secondary, crosses the 40, gets down to the 35, make it the 32, the 33 of Cameron. Nonetheless, a first down by the Hornets.
Actually, that's a quick hitter to Vincent, I believe.
Oh, okay.
But, boy, he hit that hole in a hurry, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And it was a big hole because he got through there very nicely, very cleanly. All right, Hatfield, Plummer, and Vincent in the backfield. Strong line to the right for the Hornets. First and 10 at the 33 of Cameron. Counter pitch, no. Back to pass. Lewis goes. Sacked in the backfield at the 39 of Cameron. Sacked by number 54, the Dragons. Austin Anderson, a junior, 6'3", 210 defensive lineman.
Well, they sent quite a few, and it was a play-action pass, very slow-developing pass play, and it's hard to hold a block for that long.
Second down and 16 now for the Hornets after that quarterback sack by the Cameron defense. Ball sitting at the 39 of Cameron. Thompson and Hatfield wide to the left. Plummer and Vincent in the backfield. Lewis running the option, pitches out to Vincent. He's hit in the backfield, continues to fight forward and get inside the Cameron 35 down to the 33 of Cameron goes Vincent. Good extra individual effort there by Vincent on the run.
We haven't seen an option play, option pitch out very often from Chillicothe. It was nicely executed. As you say, Vincent's really becoming a very talented in that backfield. It's third and 10 now.
Thompson will be wide to the left along with Guy Vincent. Hatfield and Plummer split in the backfield. Third and 10 for the Hornets. Back to pass, Lewis goes, rolling to his left. He throws incomplete on the run. He tried to throw it out of the backfield to Austin Hatfield, and it goes incomplete into the turf, so it'll bring up a fourth and 10 for the Hornets at the Cameron 33.
Let's see where they're going to maybe try the coffin corner kick with Plummer. Well, they'll go for it. I don't see Stevens coming into the ball game just yet, I don't think, as the punter. Ball is on the 33-yard line. A minute two left in the first half. Chillicothe leading 20-0. Plummer with two touchdowns and Lewis with a one-yard run.
Well, Willard still talking to Jacob Lewis over on the sidelines. We have 6 seconds on the play clock. It looks like they're going to take are they going to call a timeout here?
Yes.
Timeout with 2 seconds left on the play clock. That's the second timeout burned by the Hornets in this first half. They have one more remaining. That stops the clock at 1:02 remaining in the first half. Chillicothe leads it 20-0. Chillicothe looks like they're going to go for it. Lewis is in a shotgun formation with Plummer and Hatfield to either side of him. Lewis standing back at the Cameron 40, throws to Thompson, intercepted by Gabbert at the 20 of Cameron. For Gabbert, that is his second interception against the Hornets in the in the last two seasons. He had one last year in Chillicothe, Randy. Good defensive back is Gabbert.
And it is an interception, but in reality, if you punt there, it's probably going to go in the end zone. They could bring it back to the 20, so basically you give them 2 yards in all practicality. But a little underthrown and nicely played by Gabbert, the defensive back.
It's actually a good thing it was underthrown because Gabbert had to dive for that. Had he had to just run up to it, he would have been gone for a touchdown. All right, Fleshman wide to the right. Gabbert, Slorf, and Clow wide to the left. Sawyer Marley in the backfield by himself. Ocker goes back to pass, throws over to the left flats. It's caught by Gabbert at the 28, turns upfield, goes out of bounds at the Cameron 29.
Yeah, just a little quick hitter over on the far sideline and step out and stops the clock, picks up some yardage.
Gain of about
the play.
Okay. 6 yard reception there. Could be wiped away by this penalty. It looks like it will be. Holding the call against the Cameron Dragons. 51 seconds remains in the first half. Chillicothe leads this game 20-0. Both teams only have one win in conference play this year. Both teams winning their conference game against St. Joe Bishop LeBlond. Here's Ocker breaking huddle with his Cameron offensive team. They have it. First and 20 at their own 12. Ocker back to pass. Pressure has to get away from it. He does. Now some more pressure comes. He's going to run with it. He's at the 15, up to the 20. He goes and brought down at the 21, and a late flag comes in from the sideline judge over here near the Cameron sidelines. Face mask against Chillicothe.
Well, Wilkerson almost had him, and he ducked out of Wilkerson. Van Houten almost had him, and he ducked out of Van Houten's. Then he got on his horse, and Stevens grabbed an ankle, but someone else must have grabbed something else there.
They're going to tack that on to the end of the run here, Randy. Ball right now is placed at the 27-yard line of Cameron. And now there's a stoppage in play with 39 seconds remaining in the first half. Cameron's going to take their first timeout of this first half. Ocker under center, takes the snap, goes back to pass, going to throw it down the sidelines, up for grabs. The intended receiver was Fleshman, but the ball goes sailing out of bounds at the Chillicothe 40. Covered was Fleshman by Alex Thompson, the free safety for Chillicothe.
Yeah, if Thompson would have sprinted a couple of yards there, he might have had an interception, but he decided to play it smart, stick with the receiver, and you can't fault a kid for that.
All right, Ocker and the Cameron offense will have a second down and six now, still at their own 27-yard line. Chillicothe's already set on defense. They don't look winded at all, look like they're in good shape as we continue to get further into this ball game. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. The fullback remains in the backfield. That's Marley. Ocker goes back to pass. Pressure brought down. Sack by, I think, Alex Hager. Yes, indeed. A flag
I think he may have got a hold of a face mask or a collar there.
The ball is right now placed at the 24-yard line of Cameron. Hager coming in on an all-out blitz, and face mask is the call against the Hornet defense.
Those things, you blitz, you stick a hand out, you try and get a hold of something, and you don't always know what you got a hold of. So
that stops the clock with 28 seconds remaining here in the first half. 20-0 the score. Chillicothe leads it. Cameron breaks huddle. Three wide receivers will be to the left, one to the right, and the fullback, Sawyer Marley, will remain in the backfield as Ocker goes under center. Second and short for the Dragons. Ocker goes back to pass. Pressure now unloads for Fleshman. Incomplete as it goes out of bounds at the 38 of Chillicothe. Boy, if Ocker, he could have ran for the first down, but he unloaded that ball deep down into Chillicothe territory where Fleshman was triple-teamed by Stevens. And Alex Thompson along with number 25. Who is that, Randy?
Well,
25 is D.J. Gannon.
D.J. Gannon, yeah. The man was Stevens' responsibility in that alignment, so Stevens kept with him. And then Thompson came over, saw the play develop, came over and gave him free safety help. And then Gannon was back there to help him out a little bit as well. So nicely played all the way around.
17 seconds remains, first half, third and two for the Dragons. Ocker goes back to pass, throws over the left, almost intercepted by Hatfield. In the backfield of Cameron, a late flag comes up now. I'm afraid this might be against the Hornets as this referee is staring right at a defensive lineman of Chillicothe. Alex Thompson right now, the senior, is talking to that player, and he's going off the sidelines right now, and I'm afraid that's going to be an automatic first down, Randy, for Cameron.
Yeah, the score is 20-0, 14 seconds left in the first half, Chillicothe leading.
Big penalty there, 15-yard penalty as it pushes the ball out to the Cameron 45-yard line, first and 10 for the Dragons at their own 45.
Third penalty on this drive for Chillicothe.
And this first half will not go away, Randy. We still have 13 seconds remaining in the first half.
You know, I've been keeping an eye on our second quarters, and our second quarters are always the longest of the game every year or every week. Maybe it's something about you and me. I don't know.
Three wide receivers to the right for the offensive Cameron, one to the left. Sawyer Marley in the backfield standing behind Ocker, who goes under center. From the 45 of Cameron, Ocker rolls to his right. He's going to have to run with it as he's pressured. He's at the 45. Now he's at midfield. He does not go out of bounds as Vincent brings him down at the Chillicothe 45. He picks up a first down for Cameron with 3 seconds remaining in the first half. Cameron looks like did they call a timeout, Randy?
Well, I don't know. I know the clock stops on a first down.
They're moving the chain slowly.
And I got to give credit to Levi Cole, number 60, the lineman for Cameron, did a nice job of seeing his quarterback was in trouble, sealed off the Chillicothe defender, and gave him a little alley to run through.
Well, we've got a timeout. Cameron's second of this first half, and we'll just keep it right here as we got 3 seconds remaining in the first half. Chillicothe leads it 20-0. Randy, this Cameron team's got a lot of speed to them, and they've really been in a lot of their games this year.
They really have. It's just one of those difficult seasons, especially coming off a fine 8-2 season last year. And got a lot of speed coming back, and just about every coach has gone through that. I mean, Bob Fairchild went through that in '84, I believe, when with a 4-6 record, and Coach Willard's kind of going through it this year. So. You just got to fight through, and the main thing you look for in seasons like this on both sides is how are the kids doing? And both sides, the kids are still playing 100% flat out hard, and that's what you like to see.
All right, here comes Cameron out of their timeout. 3 seconds remains in the first half. Cameron trails it 20-0. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Soiler Marley in the backfield as Ocker goes under center on first and 10 from the Chillicothe 45. Ocker goes back to pass, throws as he's hit. It is intercepted by Guy Vincent as he goes out of bounds at the 10-yard line of the Hornets. And that is the final play of this first half as Chillicothe will go into the locker room leading 20-0.